I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She was in Suddenly Susan. Handsomeness is what he's oozing. And most nights you can find me boozing. It's Watch What Happens Live with Brooke Shields and Dylan McDermott now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse on Kelly Dodd's birthday with two people who've never been called twerps or dorks in their lives. My first guest is an actress and model who's basically been famous since she came out of the womb. And thank God for that. Please welcome back to the clubhouse our friend, Brooke Shields. And she's not new show is all about a student council election, so if it doesn't go well, he might take out an attack ad on me. From The Politician, dropping on Netflix tomorrow, it's Dylan McDermott. Hey, Dylan McDermott. Great to see you. And over at the bar, he may be the 2019 NTT IndyCar Series champion, but tonight he's fixing drinks until my liver needs an oil change. Please welcome Joseph Newgarden. Hey, Joseph. I gotta ask, so you won over the weekend.
Yeah.
How old are you, if I can ask?
28, shockingly.
You're 28?
Yeah. Damn it.
Wow, he's very baby-faced.
Damn it.
Hold
damn
on
it. Why, Brooke?
Damn it, because he's hot, and then I'd be creepy.
And you, no, you're,
wow.
No, but you're not creepy because he's 28, so it's all good.
Yeah, I'm 54.
That's cool.
That's an amazing compliment.
Have you ever dated an older gal?
I have.
Mature?
Really?
I have, yeah. All the girls I've dated are older, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
How much older? What is the oldest you've dated?
Probably...
Oh, God.
8 years older.
Okay.
At one point.
That's
all
not
right.
Bad.
Creeping up there. Have the two of you ever met before?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, many times.
Many times?
Yes,
many.
We never dated, but...
You never dated, but
no,
all right.
I knew that was
okay.
The next question,
the night is young.
But...
We did find...
There's time!
You did see each other at the 2008 Proenza Schooler Fashion Show in New York City.
Yes,
here you
we
are
did.
Together. In case you needed a refresher,
I mean,
about one
together.
Of the many
good.
Places
we very...
that you've seen each other. I have some exciting news. We are giving away three pairs of three-day VIP Bravoholic passes to BravoCon, which, as you know, are completely sold out. Check out our Instagram stories at Bravo WWHL. Swipe up and tell us what makes you Bravo's number one fan. You have 24 hours left to enter. Your questions for Brooke Shields and Dylan McDermott are coming in. Wait, before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. Well, four things, because first, Brooke, who makes your dress? Because I am obsessed with it.
Zara.
Wow, love it. Fantastic. Very good. Who makes your suit?
Oh.
Perry Ellis.
Very good. All right. Did you know Perry Ellis?
I did.
You did?
I have a whole wardrobe of his that he gave me.
Wow.
That he gave me himself. Wow. And amazing. He was such a gentleman and an unbelievable person.
Wow, just like Dylan.
Yeah.
Dylan's show is about a high school election. And while most of us spent high school obsessing over boys and studying for biology, Brooke spent those years naked in a blue lagoon, and Dylan spent them with the playwright of the vagina monologue. So here's what. I want to dig into my guest's atypical teenage years so the rest of us can live vicariously. Okay, how would you describe yourself as a high school student in three words, Dylan?
Very, very shaky.
Very, very shaky. What about you? How would you describe yourself?
Such a geek.
Such a geek. And by the way, did you go to an actual high school
yes.
in New York City? You did. What high
and
school?
I went to Dwight Englewood in New Jersey.
You did?
I commuted out of the city, was the only kid ever to commute out of the city and go to a school in Jersey.
Dylan, did you ever go through any phases with your looks, like a punk phase, emo phase, stoner phase?
I went through a Dorothy Hamill phase.
You did? You had a bowl cut? The
feathered.
Wow. Oh. I like that. Brooke, did you ever get caught cheating on a test?
One time.
Really?
But I actually hadn't cheated. It was the weirdest thing. My girlfriend said, we have to study together. So I said, okay, we'll study together. So we studied a French information for the French quiz, and we had a word wrong, spelled wrong. So we both got the same word wrong.
And they thought,
and they thought we were cheating.
Oh, Brooke. What would your high school persona be doing on a Saturday night? Studying for a test, partying with the jocks, or getting high in a parking lot somewhere?
Definitely getting high in a parking lot.
I like it. What about you?
Studying.
Really? Or at Studio 54?
Or at Studio 54.
Okay. Thank you very much, Brooke. Since Dylan's show is about a political race, I want to know, when it came to prepping for his role, did he elect to do his research like it was his constitutional responsibility? Here's what. Let's find out with Is This a Politician? Okay, Dylan, I'm going to show you some people who may or may not hold public office. You cast your vote as to whether or not they are a politician or not. Dylan, is this a politician?
No.
You are correct. It's Doug Armstrong, the GM of the St. Louis Blues hockey team. Is this a politician?
Yes.
That is the Italian porn star turned politician, Ilona Staller. Okay, is this a politician?
Yes.
Yes, that's Jesse Ventura, who was the governor of Minnesota. Is this a politician?
No.
That is not. That's Vicki Gunvalson from the Housewives of Orange County. Dylan, is this a politician?
Yes.
That's Alma Adams. She represents North Carolina's 12th congressional district. Is this a politician?
No.
That is not. That's Darius McCrary from Family Matters. This sitcom, is this a politician?
No.
That is not. That's Kelly Dodd's mother, Bobby, from the Housewives of Orange County. Is this a politician?
Yes.
Yes, it's the president of Brazil. Is this a politician?
No.
You're correct. It is Spencer Pratt. Wow, thank you for playing. By the way, he got them all right,
oh
everybody.
My God.
And by the way, I got all the brows right, too, in my head.
Yeah, we got all the brows right in his head. You know what was really fun about both of those guessing games? I think no one had more fun than our race car driver bartender watching. He had a blast. It was like a thrill ride watching him watch the games. You enjoyed those, didn't you?
I enjoyed the last one because I was with him. I was 100%
very good. Wow. Okay.
You'll never know that, though. But
well,
I was.
We know it now. And we're better for it. Let's go to Jamie from North Carolina on the old telephone. What's your question for Brooke Shields, Jamie?
Hi, Brooke.
Hi.
Are the rumors true you almost became a co-host on The View after Elizabeth Hasselbeck left?
Yes.
And what happened that you didn't?
I went through a week of being on the show, and you know, I did all my homework. I take everything very seriously. And then they called me one day, and I was directing at the Hollywood Bowl. I was directing Chicago at the Hollywood Bowl, and I'm in the parking lot, and I get a call from the producer, and he says, well, we've decided to go with Jenny McCarthy. And I was like, okay, that's like, you want, I mean, she's a friend, but right. you want one or the other.
The other, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, you know, I think they were going for something different.
All right, okay. part of the thing. By the way, since we're speaking of things like that, Brooke, Opal, I texted and wants to know, is it true you were offered the role of Catwoman in Batman Returns?
No, it is not true.
Okay, very good. I like to clean this stuff up. Okay, Dylan, is it true that you were offered the role of Batman in Batman Returns?
No.
Okay, I made that up.
I would have thought yes.
Yeah.
Catwoman.
I love it. Brooke, we were talking during the break about Dylan and I were remarking about how gorgeous you are, and you said, you know what? And you said, I have not done a thing to my face.
No.
Would you ever consider it? Do you think about it? Talk to me.
Okay, so I'm afraid of it.
Okay.
Which is, but I also like want to do everything I can to just look my best
okay,
and
so
feel
what do
my
you
best.
Do?
So I recently discovered, I think it's like a trick. It's like a resource.
What is it?
It's called warm sculpting.
Okay. Is it like cold sculpting but warm?
But better.
But better?
Yeah. Better. Better results. I mean, I'm not disparaging
all
anybody.
Right.
I'm just saying it's actually incredible. Like men I know have been turned on to this, and it's like I work out so much and yet I still have
a little something.
Like, from my babies.
Okay. Dylan
my
and
babies
I
ruin everything.
Have a date to go warm sculpting.
But it's really great.
Okay.
It really does. It,
yes.
it yeah, it eliminates fat cells. It actually does. Like
okay.
like it actually works.
I'm down.
But here's the thing. I realized, and this is where I'm trying to tell my kids. I'm
okay.
like, come on, kids. I was like, your mom's gonna, they were like, you really need a little something here.
No.
And I'm like, God.
No.
I was like, no, I'm an icon.
Right.
Damn it.
Let's go to Alex from Illinois for Dylan McDermott. Hey, Alex, what's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
Hi, Andy. I just want to say I've been watching you since day one. I'm so excited to finally talk to you.
Thanks. You too.
Yeah, and hi to my sister, Sam. We talk about Bravo 24/7. We love you, and I miss your beard.
Thank anyway. You. Growing it back out.
Dylan, what was the best part of reuniting with Sarah, Connie, and Jessica for American Horror Story last season, and what was your reaction to having to do another tearjerker scene?
I know. I mean, we've all seen you jerk off and cry so much. It really is an incredible thing. I never thought we would be so lucky.
By the way, how do you think I feel?
Yes.
I mean, I got to do it all the time.
I know.
Yeah, so it's now become a part of my own personal life.
Like, do you do that in real life? Like,
have you?
When
I mean,
is
it begs the question.
Cry?
I've done it so much.
That you just cry whenever?
Yeah.
Well, have you ever cried when jerking off?
I thought that's the way it always was.
Right. You did. Weren't you glad to come back and reprise that?
It was so happy.
I was very excited about
very
that.
Very happy.
We were.
To do it again.
Yes.
No, it's really, and then they've coined a term for it, cry baiting.
Cry baiting.
Yes.
Wow.
And now, even more recently, it's called tear jerking.
I love tear jerking, yes.
Which is good too.
Right.
Yeah, so to answer your question, yes. Very. It was very great to come back and to see everybody. And,
yeah.
I mean, it was like coming home, honestly. It was
yeah.
like going back to college or something. It was 9 years.
Wow.
It was a
wow.
long time. We went back to the same house.
Wow.
And
that's
Connie
cool.
and Jessica. And I mean, it was really just
that was a great
Sarah
season.
Directing.
Yeah.
She did such a great job. So it was a lot of fun.
Let's go to Kathy from North Carolina. Hey, Kathy, what's your question?
Hi. My question is for Brooke.
Okay.
Since it just celebrated its 25th anniversary, what was your favorite part of working on Friends, and what did Matt LeBlanc's arm taste like?
It was the best part about it was I was a huge fan of Friends, and then also because of that one appearance that I did on Friends, I actually got my own television show. It was his finger, actually, and it tasted like the version of Purell when in 90 whatever. Right, I don't know right, what right. it was, but
the
like
90s
he,
version
because I had to like lick his finger and then laugh like a crazy person.
Right. Good. Well,
so it was
very
like
clean.
It was sanitized. It's very
good.
Sanitary.
You know,
you
one
know
could say in the 90s you didn't know where Matt LeBlanc's fingers had been. Jade from Wisconsin for Dylan
either.
McDermott, of course. Hey, Jade.
Hi. Yeah.
Hey.
Hi. My question's for Dylan.
Yeah.
What was the craziest part of finally working with Dermot Mulroney on L.A. to Vegas after all these years and that infamous SNL set? And was there any awkwardness between the two of you?
I mean, it was amazing to answer your question. I really, I think that was a lifelong confusion of our
right.
names. As it continues, people right. will still come up to me and say, oh, so I was a... meeting the other day, and someone said, oh, yeah, there's Dermot Mulroney. So it happens
unbelievable.
To this day. To answer your question, yes, it was great working with him. He's a lovely, lovely man, and we're friends now, and I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Let's go back to the phones for Dylan McDermott. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Amy from North Carolina.
Hey, Amy, what's your question?
I just want to say I'm a longtime fan, and I loved you on Hoda last week.
Oh, thanks.
And my question is, what is your favorite memory you have of Dolly Parton from the set of Steel Magnolias?
You know, you can't believe the way Dolly Parton smells.
Oh, she's so
she
good.
She mixes, like, 7 different perfumes.
Yeah.
So each and every time you walk into the room, at least I did, I almost fainted.
Is it too much?
No.
It's the perfect combination.
Good. Yes, yes.
It makes
yes.
your mouth water.
Yeah. Yeah. You were engaged to Julia Roberts while making that film?
No.
After the
after,
film.
After, yes.
Got it. Did you yeah. fall in love on that film?
That's I always get engaged after the movie.
You do.
Yeah.
You
never
do.
During.
It's so easy to fall in love on a movie.
It is.
It is. You're in this incubated, yes. really intense environment
the
where
problem
you're
is
really
after the movie.
But then
right.
you have to be
right.
stay married to them.
Then it's real life, right?
Then you
not
gotta,
the
yeah.
movie anymore.
Right. And then it's real life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Real life
you don't
is
look
not
as good.
Good.
Right. Right. That's what happens. But that you haven't been engaged after a movie.
I have.
Other
I,
you I, have.
I have a stack of engagements.
My God, I love it. Okay.
Did I just marry everybody.
Did you get the ring back?
Sometimes, I can't remember. It's been
right.
so long. Yeah, I think I did.
Okay. And on that note, it is time for my matzel of the day. And it goes to the new coffee shop in Seattle, where all the baristas are really buff, shirtless men. Okay. So if, like me, you are not a coffee drinker, I bet if you ask nicely, one of these gentlemen would be happy to give you a tea bag. Got it? Tonight's shekel goes to the Texas couple who went viral for their baby's gender reveal when they tossed a watermelon full of blue gelatin into a hippo's mouth at the zoo to announce they were having a son. Okay, the hippo is fine. This is bad, but it's about to get a whole lot worse if they hired the same hippo to do their bris. I want to thank Brooke Dylan and Joseph. Hey, guys. We are chatting with Brooke and Dylan. The competition drops on Netflix tomorrow. Joseph Newgarten is behind the bar. How long have you been racing cars?
About 13 years now. Long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you had a lot of crashes?
Oh, yeah. Tons.
Wow.
It's not fun. You don't want to do that.
No, you really
don't.
It costs
a lot of money. Yeah.
There you go. Let's go to Samantha from Georgia for Brooke Shields.
Hi, Andy. Love you so much. My question is for Brooke.
Okay.
I was just wondering what you thought about Lifetime remaking Blue Lagoon, and did you watch it?
So I didn't watch it, but because it was made, it meant I actually died. And that made me sad because I didn't know that I had, we didn't know whether the Never Wake Up Berries made us actually die or not. So when they actually came out with the remake and we had died and they got new bodies and, then I was like, oh, I guess we did die in the boat.
Never Wake Up Berries.
There was a Never Wake Up Berries.
I know, I forgot.
And he was an amazing actor.
Chris Atkins?
But no, the man who played the older man. Oh God! Wow, I'm forgetting that. But
I'm forgetting too.
British guy. Anyway, he told us a lot of lies, and so when he finally told us the Never Wake Up Berries, it was actually the truth. We're never going to dig far enough.
Well, I mean, if we really want to go with the Lifetime movie, you know, that...
Whatever. Yeah. But I felt bad that I was dead.
Right. Man, did I masturbate to Chris Atkins.
I know.
Up.
We talked about that.
It's all I can think about. Anyway,
I'm the
Sabrina
conduit.
From Seattle. Sorry. Hey, Sabrina.
Hey, Andy. Hey, long time.
Sorry. Thanks.
Hey, Dylan. I have a question for you.
Okay.
What was the best part of growing up with Eve Ensler as your mom?
Oh, my God. I mean, Eve Ensler, who wrote the Vagina Monologues.
Yes.
One of the best plays I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
The best part about growing up with Eve was that she turned me into a feminist.
Yes.
Absolutely.
God bless Dylan McDermott. And Eve
God
Ensler.
Bless Eve.
And Brooke Shields. And you, Joseph. For more thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.